Solutions personal contract plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. Say at finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, ministers have promised bold changes to support the British car industry after it was hit by US tariffs. A ban on new petrol and diesel vehicles will come in from 2030, but the rules around electric car quotas will be relaxed. Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander says ministers are moving with renewed urgency.
We're providing certainty by sticking to the 2030 date and the headline targets, but we are giving car manufacturers greater flexibility about how they meet that target.
China has accused the US of unilateralism, protectionism and economic bullying over tariffs. President Trump put an additional 34% tariff on Chinese goods as part of Liberation Day. That comes on top of two rounds of 10% tariffs already declared in February and March. Stock markets around the world have again fallen sharply today. Birmingham City councillors will meet union leaders this afternoon to try to end a month-long strike. Refuse workers, who are members of Unite, walked out in a dispute over pay, jobs and conditions, which they say will cost some workers £8,000. Rubbish has piled up on the streets for the last 4 weeks, and these residents want the dispute resolved.
Rats are the size of cats, literally the size of cats. And yeah, loads of flies, and it's just nasty.
Pay them whatever they need. Give them the composition that they deserve.
Southampton manager Ivan Juric has left the club following their relegation from the Premier League. They went down with seven games still to go. That's the earliest in the league's history. And a survey has shown more than two-thirds of people think the increase in the price of a first-class stamp over the past 5 years is unfair. They now cost £1.70. That's more than double the 76 pence in 2020. The cost has risen eight times in that period, despite Royal Mail failing to meet any annual delivery targets for the past 5 years. The weather cloudy in the northeast of Scotland, otherwise bright and sunny, strong breezes along the south coast and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And we are open for business here on Classic FM Requests. Good afternoon, welcome. Can't wait to hear what you would like to share this afternoon. 6 1812 to text.
Classic FM Requests.
With Anne-Marie Minhall.
Classic FM requests.
Text now on 61812.
Choir of King's College, Cambridge, with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and Stephen Clearbury in charge for In Paradisum, part of the Fauré Requiem on Classic FM Request, where we began our afternoon together with 633 Squadron by Ron Goodwin, the central band of the Royal Air Force under Wing Commander Duncan Stubbs. If you're new to Classic FM, what we do every weekday afternoon from 1 is ask you for any requests, dedications, any music you'd like to hear and why. Let me know where you are, what you're up to and what you'd like to hear. 61812 to text, classicfm.com to email and via WhatsApp on 03 457 49 1812. A couple of emails to begin. This from Anne in New Eltham in London, who celebrated a big birthday yesterday with a zero in and says, I'd like to hear anything bright and cheerful this afternoon, please, Anne-Marie. And from Annabelle in Gloucestershire, could you put something on request to put a little pep in my mother's step whilst she is in hospital? And please dedicate it to her. This is music by Henrik Wieniawski, his Polonaise Brillante, number 1. Thank you. Yosefovitz with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Neville Mariner conducting Wieniawski's Polonaise Brillante number one.
Classic FM requests.
We are about to chat to Liz, who's finishing a novel. Tell me a little bit more.
Okay, I've got three novels. The first one is called The Best Is Yet to Come, and in that book I've got a character called Devon Sinclair who plays piano. The second book, that one's called To Know the Difference, and in that one, Danny is a concert pianist. And the third book is called New Beginnings, and that's sort of like the final romance between Danny from the second book and Devon from the first book. And so a plot device that I've used all the way through has been this link of them playing the piano.
Well, I love the sound of that. Let me ask you this, Liz. Are you a disciplined writer, or do you have to talk yourself into it each and every day to sit down and get working?
I go through phases because in the winter I write a lot. In the summer I play bowls, lawn bowls.
Right.
And because the season starts in 2 weeks' time, I thought, blimey, I better get on. So for the last 10 days, I've literally locked myself in my office.
Well, we wish you every success with it. And I'm presuming you'd like something played on the piano for your request.
Well, I love Chopin. So if you could play Chopin Piano Concerto number one, that would be amazing.
What a lovely choice. And is there anyone you'd like to dedicate it to?
I'd like to dedicate it to my wife, Joanna.
And I hope you enjoy it. Liz, lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
written when Chopin was 20 years old, and he himself gave the very first performance of Piano Concerto No. 1 as well. That particular movement that we've just heard, the second one, is said to have been inspired by a crush he had on a soprano. Alas, it was a case of unrequited love. Benjamin Grosvenor playing Chopin's music together with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra under Elim Chan, chosen by Liz in Seaford in East Sussex this afternoon on Classic FM Requests. Bill has texted on 61812 to say, "Hi, Emery." Hi, Bill. "I've just spent a few days near Cardiff and I'm now travelling back to North Wales. For the journey, I would love to hear Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis. Probably my favourite piece of music." I'm with you on that, Bill. And he says, "Driving to 14 minutes of utter heavenly music would be wondrous, as we will discover in just a moment."
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
This week at Lidl, put all your eggs into our basket. Just spend £30 this week with Lidl Plus and save £5 next week on your Easter shop. Hop to it. Download the Lidl Plus app and start saving today.
18 plus GB only. Offer valid 7th to the 13th of April. Coupon valid 14th to the 21st of April. T's and C's apply. See lidl.co.uk/LPTV for details.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers sorted with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Xero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
A glistening piano meets a gentle cello and pair together for the sweetest harmonies. Turn your solo into a duet with Classic FM Romance. It's Classic FM's trusted dating site, a place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests, and love of music. Come and see. Sign up for free to browse profiles and see who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Currently number three in the Classic FM Hall of Fame. Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis, a performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Classic FM Requests. 11-year-old Liam in Worcester has texted to say, Amory, I'm currently learning to play the piano and I'm trying to play some Einaudi. If you could play something by him for me, that would be the perfect motivation. Ludovico coming up. And this text, Justin, from Stressed Anna in sunny Staffordshire. Amory, please play something soothing for myself and the staff at Chine House Vets in Loughborough, please. I've had to take my grumpy turkey Tinsel into the vets today and he was not on his best behaviour. A 3-hour round trip didn't improve the situation any either.
Thank you.
composer and pianist, one and the same, Ludovico Einaudi's Le Onde on Classic FM Requests. A text from Elizabeth in Derbyshire. My nine-year-old son, Jeremy, has just started learning the cornet. He's listening to Classic FM Requests over lunch after a busy morning practising his cricket. Thank you. And from Sarah, please say hello to our son, Sam, listening at home in Sussex, who loves Classic FM. We're driving back from a weekend seeing our daughter in York. Tell Sam we'll be back soon, so get the Hoover out. And Carol in Leeds says, we're travelling back from Dorset, where we spent the weekend with my sister Joyce and her husband Roy for a joint 50th wedding anniversary celebration. How lovely. Could you please play the opening to Bach's Concerto for Two Violins? J.S. Bach, the opening to his double violin concerto, Cecilia Bernardini and Hugh Daniel with the Dunedin Consort. On Classic FM, in our news next, and in cricket, England have appointed a new captain to host and to boost their white ball fortunes.
Classic Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day this week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, experiences created for curious travellers.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning this week from 10.
Classic FM.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
The customer service is really good.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
The people are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
You stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Cheeky.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on 02 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, the FTSE 100 has rallied slightly after falling to a one-year low as fears deepen over Donald Trump's tariffs. Stock markets around the world have been reacting to the levies and the prospect for retaliation. Rules are being relaxed for car manufacturers to make the switch to electric. Sales targets will be more flexible in the run-up to the ban on petrol and diesel vehicles in 2030. Motoring journalist Quentin Wilson says Sir Keir Starmer should see the current global uncertainty as an opportunity.
If we dilute these electric car targets too much, then China will have this huge advantage. There are opportunities to stimulate our UK auto industry while Trump allows America to burn.
The Crown Prosecution Service says it will not bring charges against a police officer after the deaths of two boys in Cardiff. The teenagers died following an e-bike collision in May 2 years ago. Video footage showed Kyrie Sullivan, Harvey Evans being followed by a police van in Ely before they crashed. Our Wales reporter Hannah Thomas has more.
It sparked riots in Ely, lasting several hours, during which dozens of officers were injured, property was damaged and cars set alight. But today, head of the Crown Prosecution Service, Malcolm McAfee, says no criminal charges will be brought against the South Wales police officer, adding that there is insufficient evidence to provide a realistic prospect of conviction.
Firefighters in Northern Ireland say they've tackled almost 150 wildfires in 3 days, most of which were started deliberately.